and welcome to our Faith Talks by CoChurch. My name is Bevan and it is such a pleasure to be connecting with you today. The whole point of these Faith Talks is really just to give you some food for thought, some insights, some biblical teaching that really helps you to grow in your relationship with Jesus. The best way that you can process these talks is with other people. We don't want these to be just a presentation. We want them to be a conversation. We want you to process, to ask questions, to share your insights as well. So the best thing you can do is just invite two or three other people to join you while you view this talk. Set up a Zoom call, share your screen, watch the talk, and then have a conversation and pray together. We really hope that these talks are helpful, and hopefully we're going to see you soon again. How do you think about time? For most of us who would carry what could be known as a Western mindset, we look at time in a linear fashion. It's progressive in nature. Progress being a key pillar of Western thinking. We're always looking to progress. We're always looking to the next thing. We don't like the idea of going backwards. That's digressing. And so we have this idea of always moving on from what is to what could be. Now, there's good things in that, but there's also an element of bringing exhaustion into our lives because we can never really settle in this moment right now. There is another way of looking at time. The early people of God, or the Hebrews, they looked at and still do time in a very specific fashion. Instead of looking at it as a line, they look at it more as a circle, as a spiral or helix. I want to read to you an excerpt just from some of the research I've been doing in relation to time and the people of God. And this is what it says. Jewish thinking regarding time tends to see it more as a spiral or a helix, with an upward progression delimited by an overarching and divine pattern that recurs cyclically throughout weeks, months, and even years. This can be seen in the Hebrew language itself. Some of the sages note that the Hebrew word for year shares the same root as both words repeat and change. So there is this circle nature to time, that actually coming back to something is a good thing. That as we come back to something, what we're doing is not digressing in going backwards, but we are broadening and deepening as we progress upwardly. We grow best in circles. And it's why we are encouraging people in our community to be a part of a co-circle. It's a small group. We grow in helixes of people and in time. We grow in circles when it comes to our understanding. Repetition is a foundation of learning. And when we talk about circles and cycles, and we talk about growing and deepening, it's why also I've been spending time in talking about rhythms. Because rhythms have a repetitive nature to them. Rhythms have a cycle to them. My desire is to help every single one of us to grow deeper and broader in our relationship with Jesus, because it's about an inward deepening and strengthening to best navigate everything of what we're facing on the outside. Rhythms, they're not just about you and I individually. This focus on rhythms is also because we want to speak into the context of who we are collectively as a local community of faith, as co-church. We're still so early in our days as a local church. And what we want to do is we want to set in motion rhythms for our journey. Rhythms that are really about producing health. Rhythms that are creating an environment for wholeness and a deepening in our relationship with Jesus. And so we're asking you, those that would connect to it and those that would connect to CoChurch, that we would all get on this slipstream of rhythms that we can see as cycles and as the circle nature of time unfolds, we would continue to spiral upwards in our dynamic with God and with life. This focus on rhythms, we've looked at how breaking time into segments is important. We've looked at a daily rhythm. And we would know that if we own the day, we're going to own the journey of life. And a rhythm starts now. It's not going to start tomorrow. It starts right now. And so we own this moment and we set in motion this moment, a rhythm, a daily activation of our faith. And now we have just started touching on a weekly rhythm. And last week I spoke of a weekly rhythm of rest. And I mentioned the word to you, Sabbath. I don't know how familiar you are with the word or even the principle, but it is something that we value. It is something that we want to gain more understanding of because we feel like it could be a huge positive component in our life. It literally means to cease or to stop. But is that all that it means? And this idea of a weekly rhythm of rest, is that meaning that we are passive and inactive, especially in our faith? I want to read to you from the book called The Pastor. It's a memoir of Eugene Peterson, who was a local church pastor for a number of years. He's more well known for writing The Message and other works. But he speaks of how when he was in a time in his life that he describes as being the Badlands, okay? And he gets that depiction from a road trip that they used to take every single year when they would drive back to their hometown. They would go through an area that was referred to as the Badlands. So Eugene Peterson and his wife, they are on this retreat and they have a conversation with a professor named Douglas Steer. And this is the exchange. He warned us against shortcuts in this time of the Badlands. He encouraged us to submit ourselves to the boredom, the refining fire of non-performance, not to be in a hurry. A lot is going on when you think nothing is going on. We told him about our day off each Monday, a rest. He went on to suggest that we deepen our understanding of what we were already doing into an intentional Sabbath. He affirmed our commitment to a day of doing nothing, a day of not working. That's a start, he said. You've gotten yourselves out of the way. Why not now go all the way? Peterson goes on to say this. From that exchange, they stopped having a day off, but they started keeping a Sabbath, a day in which they deliberately separated themselves from the work week, in their case of being a pastor, and gave themselves to being present to what God has done and is doing. This creation in which we have been set down in, and this salvation in which we have been invited to be participants. I made that comment last week, that the best thing you and I can do for God is to rest. And I don't know how well that sat with you, but we need to understand what true biblical rest is. It's not inactivity as such. It's not being passive. What true biblical rest actually is, in referring to what the Sabbath is being deliberate. It's being intentional about you and I actually choosing to disconnect from perhaps some of the rhythms of life, to engage fully and to be present in God's presence. This weekly rhythm of rest, this weekly rhythm of being intentional and deliberate is something that will refuel and refresh us. It'll strengthen us for the journey that we're facing. I want to read to you from Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1. And it says this, "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it." He goes on to say this in the same chapter in verse 9. "There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest. Let us therefore make every effort to enter the rest of God. For you and I to live out of these rhythms, for you and I to live from a daily rhythm that is an activation of our faith, we need to also instill a weekly rhythm of rest. Yes, it is to stop, to cease, but it is also to be deliberate and to make effort to be present with God. Time with God. Time in His presence. Time focusing on Him, His grace, His love. We all need refreshing. There is no doubt about it. We all need times. We all need a rhythm of refreshing, and that comes from a rhythm of rest. He is the only one that can truly refresh us in every aspect of our life. We all know that sleep is good, and we love a good snooze. Sleeping actually is beneficial for our physical health, for our emotional and mental well-being. That's completely proven. But there is more to our lives than just that. And God is the one who is able to refresh in every aspect. Psalm 23, it speaks about God like this, that He is our shepherd and we lack nothing. He's the one who makes us lie down in green pastures, who leads us beside quiet waters, and He is the one who refreshes our soul. A rhythm of rest. How are you in being deliberate, in being present in God's presence? Do you have a rhythm of rest in your life? I'm going to ask, as we bring this to a close, that as you are gathered with others, and hopefully you are, if you are not, please let us know how we can see you engaged in a co-circle, because we don't want these to be about just a presentation. We want you to have a conversation, a deepening of relationship with other people, and to process what it is that we're discussing. But talk about a rhythm of rest. Speak to each other about those moments of being deliberate. When is it that you find yourself being most present with God? And here's a practice. Why don't you take 30 minutes just this week, a minimum of 30 minutes. Disconnect so that you can truly connect with God and be in His presence. Can I pray with you? Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your grace, for your love, for your mercy. We want to ask that as we choose to be deliberate, intentional with our time in your presence, that we truly meet with you, that we engage with you at a deeper, more intimate level. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for connecting to our talk. Please take a moment and visit our website. All of our talks, podcasts, content is going to be online as well. You can visit www.co-church.org. And if you want to contact me directly, if you have any questions, if you want to find out anything, please, I would love to hear from you. My email address is bevan@co-church.org. Hopefully, we're going to see you soon again for another Faith Talk.